All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym, the membership site, jessiewallacher.com, journals, courses, all of the things, and of course, this beautiful podcast that you just so happen to be listening to right now, which is so exciting because today is a very interesting topic. I'm sure you clicked on it wondering, what? First of all, if you are new to this and you do not know, I am basic. We're going to preface this first because I know people are going to get real upset with it too. So I'm basically vegan. I'm a pretty like laid back one. I'd say more like plant-based, but vegan makes more sense for certain people. So we're just going to break down veganism really quick. Just the pure basics. So vegans don't eat any animal products. Either they came from an animal, they were produced by an animal, or they were an animal. So like meat, dairy, eggs, and then vegans are also like really strict with honey because honey was taken from an animal and didn't get their consent. That's your own thing. Vegetarians are a little bit more laid back. They usually do have dairy and they sometimes do eggs. And depending on the vegetarian, they can also do fish. But for me, I haven't eaten meat in, I think this is, I'm going on like 4 or 5 years. So when I first started it, like I did have, so we're just going to quick go with that. But how I found out that I am basically vegan and it became an accident. I went home for Christmas and went to family's Christmas and had some meat because I was just still very new in it. And like, when you're very restrictive on that kind of stuff, like people feel very strongly and have very different feelings about vegans and stuff like that. Which again, I will all break down later on, but I just didn't want to deal with it. So I'm like, I'm just going to take a little bit of, I think we were having ham for that dinner. So I'll take a little bit of ham. It'll be fine. Had some potatoes and stuffing and all of the good, was it stuffing? That's Thanksgiving. It wasn't Thanksgiving. Whatever it was. But it had like dairy and cheese and beforehand I would usually just scrape off the cheese. We don't need to talk about this. But it had some meat, definitely had some dairy and stuff like that. And the next morning, like Christmas Day or like the day after Christmas, I literally could not get out of bed for like the entire morning because I was just uncomfortable. I had like food poisoning and just like couldn't sit up. I was dizzy and bloated and just so very confused. And then of course, like you go to the bathroom and it all processes. And luckily with all the progress and my diet that had been and the healthy lifestyle that I live, I was able to pass it pretty quickly. But like that was really bad. And nobody else had that issue. Like I was the only one that had that extreme of an issue. And I realized, well, it's because my diet is different. So obviously if I do eat meat that is like very heavily processed and things like that, because I will say one time when we went to California for my brother's graduation trip, we went deep sea fishing with my uncle, and I had some of the fish there. So I was like, we caught it, this is fine, I'm fine with this, it's like whatever. And it was like really good and I was totally fine too. But I was also like very conscious and made choices and things like that. But yeah, I'm basically accidental vegan. I haven't bought chicken and stuff like that in years. My cupboards are full of beans and rice and a lot of carbs, which like old me would have craved and also had a heart attack seeing how much food I'm eating. And we're just going to dive into how I accidentally became vegan because it ties into exactly where I'm at right now with this conversation. So how do you become accidentally vegan and how did this topic get brought up for now? So I went to my boyfriend's Thanksgiving. Yes. And they were all wonderful, all very supportive and understanding and also like very curious because we're very few people and mine is very different as well because I am so laid back and whatever about it, because if there is dessert, I will eat it and I just will know that I'm going to be uncomfortable. If there's pizza, I will eat it. If there's cheese on it, I still will avoid the meat. but I will eat it if there's cheese on it, and just know that I'm going to be uncomfortable for the next 12 to 24 hours at least until I get it passed through, and then it'll be fine. But it was brought up and they were just asking questions, and the question always is like, how did you become vegan? And it's like, I like to say I'm more like an accidental vegan, and that's an even like more thought-provoking and more curious ensuing question. And if you're hearing things, I just got out of the shower, and I always have my best ideas and like topics either in the shower or when I'm driving. So that's why like you will hear car talks on like legit brain dump diaries on here as well. And I think this is the second one that I've recorded like in my bath cell. So just to like let you know where we're at with this. The short of it is just like the way I was living and the way I was like eating just wasn't working for me. And I found that this like really worked well for me. And that's the simple version of it. But the like actual reason needs to be like preface. Like, are you okay to like get a real deep, vulnerable, personal thing and like really listen into what it is that like got me to this point? Because it's not just like, oh, I want to be vegan. I want to do it for the planet and the animals, which is good, but it wasn't my thing. So that's your preface. If you don't want deep, emotional, mental trauma or confusion or eating disorders or whatever, then just like, you can go, I've got so many other good podcasts. Go listen to those. You don't have to listen to The Accidental Vegan. So, that's what we're going to dive into now. Let me just have a cup of coffee at 4 o'clock at night. That's fine. So the reason that I became accidentally vegan was because I was on, and this is the root of where, of why I do what I do. I was so deep into the bodybuilding and the weight loss and the competitive and the aesthetic and trying to be good enough and lose the weight. I was in that so deeply that it was like the lowest self-esteem I have ever had. It was the worst motivation ever. It was the most confused and the most lost I have ever been in my entire life. Could barely go. I forced myself to get up every day. I was like crying all the time. I like had no motivation for the gym, and the gym was my therapy, and now it was the cause of all of my stress, and that is a terrible, terrible thing to happen. I was so strict and so precise and so calculative with my food that it had gotten to the point where I had just found like a few things that were okay, like quote unquote, and safe. And like I had gotten to the point where like it was so emotional and mental, and I had eaten so much of it. Like I would buy those big boxes of eggs, like those like 5-12 dozen or whatever. Yeah, I would do those and like go through it in like a week or two. And like I was forcing myself to eat every single day, and I'm the person that will eat my plate, I'll finish your plate, I'll have dessert, and then I'll have a snack afterwards. So the fact that I had to force myself to eat because I would rather go hungry than eat the food that I was able to and had to eat was like a big no-no. And I can vividly remember this, like living with my roommates, like sitting on the floor, like shoveling down, trying not to gag on an omelet that would be like so good, but I just had it. I could barely like smell chicken without getting queasy. Eggs were disgusting, and like I had no carbs. I was sick and tired of vegetables, and that like, oh, you went vegan. Yeah, so that was some growing pains and like just struggling. I was so struggling, and I was at the very bottom. Like I was going into this health field, and I was like starting my personal training, and people were still looking to me for advice and like wanting to get in shape and wanting to feel good and wanting to like, I was still the person people went to for health and exercise and fitness and diet advice, and I couldn't do it. I was drowning and I was struggling, and it was not good. So I was looking for anything that would tell me that what I wanted to do and what I wanted to do is possible, and what I was doing didn't need to be done. Like, I wanted to live the life where people didn't have to, like, be on their phones all the time tracking all of their meals, because, like, life. I just wanted to be able to live life. I wanted to feel okay to live life. I wanted to know that, like, it was fine. And I wanted to get past, like, this mentality of, like, looking at the dessert table and just slowly feeling my self-control, like, disappear. And either it was I could have all of it and eat until, like, I had to lie on the floor for a couple hours just to digest, otherwise I would throw up, or, like, not at all and be deprived and, like, try to like drown it out with conversation, but just, like, missing out on memories and fun times because I was so food focused and food driven, like, in the bad way. I still say, like, I'm very food focused, but it's just, it's fun and I love food now and it's changed. But, like, back then it was just so bad. It was so bad. And I was just looking for something. Like, you know, the people that you see that can just eat anything that they want, Colton, and, like, don't gain any weight and are just, like, free to do whatever they want, and they can stay lean and they can work out, and, like, all of those people, and, like, women too, because I know that we can, like, visualize so many guys in our lives that have that curse. But I knew it was possible and I knew it was out there, and I just wanted to find something. So a lot of times when I was, like, by myself, like, eating and stuff like that, I would like to watch, like, food shows because it was showing me all the things that I couldn't eat that were bad for me and that were off limits, but it would drown out whatever it was that I was eating anyways, and, like, where I was at and what I was going through, it would drown it out. So I was watching those, and then I started going on YouTube, and, like, there's this whole genre of what I eat in a day. And before, it used to be like the limited, like, 12 to 1500 bikini little girls, that women as well, that would weigh out their egg whites and their little bit of oatmeal and their spray butter and all of that stuff and their chicken, and then they got into pre-packed meals, and then I was like, well, shit, that sucks, because that's not me. I'm not getting that. But then I got recommended, like, a vegan's version. So, like, what I eat in a day, vegan style or whatever. I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I just want to look at food. Let's look at this. And I don't know who it was. I don't know what all the video was about or, like, what all her other meals were. But I remember for her dinner, she had beans and rice, and that was it. And my mind was blown. My mind was blown by freaking beans and rice. Beans and rice! Thinking that you could be okay, you could survive, you could be healthy, and she was lean, be lean and eat beans and rice, some carb-heavy food, and no specific animal protein. This is possible. So that night, I went and found a can of beans, got some rice, and I made beans and rice and put ketchup on it. And it was the first time in months that I fully enjoyed a meal, finished it, and felt incredibly satisfied. And that was the moment when I was like, I need to explore this more. There's something here. This is working for me. This is what I can do. Because I had never been so comfortable and satisfied after meeting, like, a very carb-heavy meal. And before it was like, you need to eat brown rice. White rice is so bad for you. But if higher fiber foods don't sit well with you, which is what brown rice is, then don't eat it. It's just all about you, and that we'll get into it, but so that's what I did. I took what I now call the experimental approach, where I just tried things out. I just looked and found what other people were eating, and I looked into protein and everything like that, because it's still something that's so interesting to me and I love so much, is finding out like the nutrition side of things and making sure I'm getting all my micros and macros and the breakdowns of food and how they all work together and things like that, even though some things are a little different. But I was looking into that and like making sure I was doing like well with stuff, and like that next month was life-changing. Just trying new things. Like, I remember like not buying eggs, and it was like, this is amazing. Like, I remember not buying chicken and just like trying out just doing beans and trying out just doing lentils. And I tried tofu for the first time, and then they've got this new protein pasta, which is just amazing. But like, it was such a healing process for me, and it definitely took some time, but like, it was incredible. It was literally life-changing for me how it all happened. And I was slowly going through it and slowly working through it, and I didn't make it a big deal because it was me. It was my journey. It was my therapy. It was my process. It was me. It was my healing. So when I went home and like for the first time and family was making stuff, I was just like, so this is weird, but I'm gonna like make my own food. And it wasn't like, it was different than before when I would like prepackage food, because I used to bring Tupperware full of meals home because I couldn't eat what they were eating. Oh, such a sad time for a person to be. Gosh, that's so sad. So sad to think back to. Like, that's not living. It's not even, like, prepping for a competition. It's just a sad existence at that point. But I remember telling him and, like, telling him what I was doing and explain the vegan thing with them. So, I mean, I grew up meat and potatoes, so of course I'm going to get shit about it. But, like, I was okay with it too, because, like, that's just how my family is. We give each other crap no matter what. But I was also so, like, into, this is my healing process. This is, like, helping me get to where I want to go and the life I want to live and the mindset I want to have, that I don't care if I have to deal with this stuff. Like, I'm fully owning it. I'm fully accepting it. Yeah, I know it's freaking weird. I know it's like odd. And I know you have a million questions like, where am I getting my protein? Which, it's very easy to get your protein. I mean, I've been doing it for like 5 years now, and I'm still lifting heavy weights, and I'm getting leaner, and I'm like still jacked shit. But the more I talked about it and the more I shared it, like, that was my main thing with my family too, is they're like, it's no big deal. That's what we really, like, what would have been really hard is if you were pushing this on us. But it's just you. I'm like, exactly. And that's what I don't want it to be. Like, I just want it to be an unknown, like, it goes unnoticed. And, like, same with going out to eat. I know they still do. Whenever we choose a place, they're like, are you sure you can eat here? I'm like, don't even worry about it. Like, with me, like, choose where you want to go. We're in a place now where like every place has a veggie burger. I can do that. Like, if it's got eggs in there to keep it together, I really don't care. Or like, if nothing else, I'll just get a bunch of sides. And I've totally done that before. And it's so easy and it's so fun. And it's just no big deal. So I want to explain to you, like, how the accidental vegan thing helped me, and then, like, the approach that I took in order to get to this point, because it's exactly what I teach my clients as well. And this is a thing that was, like, life-changing and life-saving for me. So and I know I've talked about it before, but the experimental approach. So with an experiment, there is no success or failure. There's just an outcome. And with that outcome, you decide what you want to do with it, if it's something you want to keep or if it's something that you want to change. So I was able to take myself, my mind, my rules, my calculations, my weighing, my measuring, my calculating, all that stuff. I was able to push that aside and actually start listening to my body again. If you hear big banging, they're doing something outside and I cannot help it. But with this experimental approach, this is what I was able to like put together after the fact. But with this experimental approach, it took the pressure of me hitting certain numbers and hitting certain goals with food. I was able to like reconnect with my body and re-listen to it and like actually learn to trust it. Because your body does want to be healthy. Your body does want to be successful because your body wants to live. That's its number one priority. It wants to live. It wants to survive. And in order to do that, the easiest way for it to like live and survive is to be as healthy as possible. And by giving it different foods to see how it reacts and how it feels, it's able to tell you the thinking and aware and logical soul that's inhabiting this body what is going to be best for it. So through experimenting, I was able to find the foods that worked best for me. And sometimes foods that work best for me under certain situations, under certain circumstances, and like how it all works together. So through my experimenting, I know like when eating cookies is going to be easier for me versus harder. I know like when drinking coffee in the morning is going to be just totally fine and good, or it's going to taste like acid in my stomach. Like I know if having breakfast in the morning, depending on like what my day was before, is going to be okay, or if I'm just going to feel disgusting and heavy and laggy and I just need to like push it off, like intermittent fasting kind of thing. But it's no, like I don't have a diet name. I don't follow one specific diet because it's just mine. I'm just living my life and I know exactly what works for it. And that's what I always wanted. Like, yeah, I'm an accidental vegan, but even veganism for me isn't real. Like, it's not an actual thing. It has like variations and it has like exceptions to the rules, and it's my version of it. And that's what you should be living by. You should do something that like is flexible and works for you and like helps you with your goals. So yeah, sometimes my Jesse's diet is like more flexible. Like I go out drinking with friends and then I eat a lot of food for Thanksgiving and then I order pizza and drink a full sugar Coca-Cola cherry Coke. And it's fine. And I'm still feeling okay and I'm still feeling comfortable. And then there's going to be times too where like I really want to focus on my like athleticism in the gym. I was going to say on my weight, but like it's not even that anymore. It's more just like how do I want to be? How do I want to feel? If I want to feel more athletic, if I want to feel more awake and energized, like that's going to, some weight loss is going to be a result of that. That was a hard word to think of, but it's just going to come. And that's what's been so nice. I've accidentally lost weight. I've accidentally like gotten leaner. I've accidentally put on more muscle. I've accidentally become the best shape of my life, and I've accidentally gained weight, and I've accidentally been a little extra fluffy, but it's no longer defining my character. It's no longer defining my worth, and it's no longer defining my soul. It's just me, because life happens and we go through different seasons, and you shouldn't be judged and put out to dry based on like the shit you're going through or the success you're going through. Sometimes like with success, we put our health and our bodies to the wayside because we're busy focusing on being successful and succeeding and getting farther. And sometimes when life just sucks, we don't focus on that too because we're just focused on getting through it. But with what I've been able to do, health has just become my baseline. Like, it's a no questions asked. If I feel like shit, then I deal with the emotions and I understand that I'm going to want to emotionally eat. And I had the discussion with myself, do I want to do this or do I want to find something else? Because I know from my experimenting how I'm going to feel afterwards. Is that feeling worth it? Is that physical feeling of either being bloated or heavy or tired, like, really going to be worth it for me right now? Or do I want to find like another version of it that's a little healthier, like my healthy comfort foods, my healthy binge foods or whatever it is? And I can decide, no, I don't want to be healthy. I just want to wallow in this and process it. And that's okay. Or I can be like, okay, I want to get through this. I want to like come out on top of this. So I'm going to choose a better option. I'm going to choose this and focus on this instead. And that's good too. Neither of them are bad because it's forever an experiment. It's forever just looking and finding a result. Good or bad, there's no such thing. You're just getting a result. There's no way you can fail at it. Failing only comes if you don't have a result, if you don't see it, because you're always going to get something. But it's understanding and seeing and accepting it, whether it's the result you wanted or you didn't. Now you know. Now you know, you know, you know. And that's the most powerful thing, because once you know, you can't just blindly assume or blindly think or blindly blame that that's what's going to happen or this is how it is or whatever it might be. Now you know. So you're taking more and more responsibility for your life and not putting it out on somebody else. Because that's what happens when you start following a plan or a diet or anything like that. Somebody else has put it together for you and you aren't in charge of it. You're just following it, which at some points is like very good and you learn a lot from it, but also it takes your control out of it. You're just following it. You're just doing it. You're not choosing it yourself. And that's what I wanted most. I wanted to get my life back, because I bet you started out on all this because life was getting hectic and you were losing control and you needed to control something. So you took control of your food. You took control of your health, whether it was you were super strict with it or you just ate everything in sight. Whether you went to the gym every day or you just rebelled against it and avoided it entirely. That choice, that control that you had, ended up consuming your life. And that's why you're where you're at right now. Feeling sluggish, feeling out of control, feeling very confused, very down, anxious, depressed, not liking what you see in the mirror, whether it's too big or too small, and whether that's reality or not. Like, I know I had and have anxiety. I know I was like on the verge of depression. I know I had mild depression. I know I had an eating disorder. I know I had body dysmorphia. I know I had all of these things, but also I was terrified to go and actually get diagnosed with it because I had gone so many times in my life to get support and help on other areas, like for learning, for example, or anything, and just getting a no. No, we can't help you. No, there's nothing wrong with you. No result. And I didn't want to have that happen again. So I just pushed through. I said, if you eat this much and you don't throw up, then you don't have an eating disorder. So don't throw up. Just suffer through it. Close your eyes. Try to go to bed. That's not right. Looking at yourself in the mirror and poking and prodding and thinking that you look so big, but really you're just looking at it so you can like become the best like version of you and like lose all that extra weight and like look good, and you still don't see yourself as enough, that's not good either. That's not okay. Like feeling too heavy to get out of bed, like physically feeling weighed down even though you are more than capable of getting out of bed, and just thinking this is a phase and it's okay, but like everybody goes through it, like it's no big deal, like other people have it worse than me. Like, no, do not downplay all of the shit you are going through right now. If it's hard for you to get out of bed, you need to talk to somebody. If you can't look at yourself in the mirror, your full body, or even just into your eyes and see the amazing person that you truly are, you need to talk to somebody. if you limit your food intake or you eat everything in sight, you throw up or you don't, you binge or you don't, but your emotional worth is attached to food on a very big level, you need to talk to somebody. Because it's not okay. It's not worth settling. And that's what I was thinking, like, when I was on the verge of leaving college, too. I can't wait until college is over so I can actually start learning. I had to say that to myself one too many times in order for me to realize this is a stupid excuse to stay. If that is my only goal and excitement is to be done so I can actually start learning, what's the point of me being here right now? And me thinking, I can't wait until my next life so I can get a redo at this. So I can actually like have the body of my dreams, so I can actually have the life I'm excited to live, so I can actually feel worthy and like who I am and not have this fear of food and like eat whatever I want and have fun working out. Can't wait till I can have that life. No. You get to have that now. You deserve to have that now. There's no excuse other than you are too afraid to accept that you do not have control of your life. That where you are right now is not serving you. And there's a big undertaking that needs to happen. And yes, it can be scary because I know that you are still looking for that secret and that missing link, but nothing out there is showing it. And the thought of going alone is just very daunting and confusing because where do you even start? And that's why I do what I do. I'm actually starting my beginning program, the actual process I've taken all of my clients on and that I took myself in order to get past this food and fitness limitations and actually like find freedom and find self-worth. And it's so much more than just weight loss. It's so much more than that. It's so much deeper. It's a self-esteem thing. It's a self-worth thing. It's a fear thing. It's a stress, anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia, eating disorder. It's all of that stuff rolled into one, and we just can't decide like which one needs to be diagnosed first or which one's holding you back first. And that's what I do. I take my clients through this process. We break it down. We build your foundation, and we build up from there. We find your foods. We find your movement. We change fitness to movement, because with movement there's a lot more freedom and opportunity and more fun that can be had. Again, something I wanted, and I'm sure you do as well. Where nothing is limited and everything is a possibility. And then we build from there. We talk about the things that hold you back. We talk about the things that hurt you. We talk about forgiveness. We talk about taking control back and accepting control, accepting responsibility and taking responsibility for your life, that this is your life and you don't have anyone else to blame or to put in control of it. It's just you. We work on reducing and eliminating those voices that are telling you how this is just such a stupid thing and it's not going to work for you because you have this, this, and this, and this going on and it's not possible and it can't be done. We get rid of those. And we give you your life back so you can actually be free. And I was going to wait until next year, 2020, to get this going. But I'm launching it now, the beginning program. And because that's what it is. We're beginning. We're giving you a new start and a new foundation. So it's an 11, basically 12-week program. Group program that is going to go through everything. It's got weekly modules, homework. It's going to be group support, as well as access to Rock Solid Gym membership, where we're going to just dive into even more of the mindset stuff and accountability, and that can be extended. But also, if you are ready for deeper support and actual one-on-one connection, because I know that that can be helpful and beneficial as well. Having somebody there to talk to when you're in a slump, have somebody there to hear you when you are struggling and know that they aren't going to be judging you based on who you are and where you're at and where it is that you want to go. Like sometimes you just need a sounding board that isn't a part of your personal life, that doesn't know you yet, doesn't know you right now where you're at, and can just hold you to the highest level of self that you want to be and be there and not have a fear of being judged or have any limitations put on it, any questions. And that's what I do with my private clients. They have full access to me. We do private calls and they get access to all of my current and past programs, and I've got a lot coming on, so it's going to be a big bundle. But that is how I accidentally became vegan. That's the process. That's where it started. Dealing with family, dealing with people and friends, and how it works now, and also how you can do it as well. But it does take time, it does take work and accountability, and it does take some dedication, because this is a big journey in life of emotions that you're going through, that you're going to be tearing down. And support can be very helpful and beneficial with that. So I do have options if you want. Otherwise, just take it as an experiment. No success or failure, just an outcome. And with that outcome, you decide, because we're finally putting you back in control. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you are enjoying your day. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope that you are able to enjoy this holiday season as well, because it is a great time to be with family and to be with friends and to just enjoy the magic that is Christmas. And if you are struggling with that, I would love for this to be the last holiday season you ever have to experience feeling this way. Stressing about the food, stressing about the party, stressing about how you're going to look and fit into that dress, and everything like that. So, have a great day. Be sure to message me if you have any questions. Otherwise, I will talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.